In a world where three pudgy middle school history teachers discuss random aspects of history.
That's all I got.
Oh, Hatfield, we got you.
Yeah, wait, who you calling pudgy?
Yeah, man, that's kind of rude.
No, I'm rude.
It's the History Bros Podcast.
History Bros Podcast coming your way. I can't sing worth a crap, but how you guys doing? Brian Gelmacher, Jason Rude, Jason Hatfield.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hatfield?
I'm well. Thank you.
Outstanding. It is once again time for that magical hour or less or more, whatever, depending on how much we want to talk, for the History Bros to tell you something. I don't know. Anyway.
You're selling it, man. You're selling it.
Yeah, exactly. No, today's going to be a good one because we're going to go into some hard history here.
Mm.
This week, we had a couple people write into us, Austin and I believe it was Jeff.
For which we thank you.
Yeah, very much so. Like, we felt pretty cool. It's the first time we've had people write into us and say, hey, what do you think about this? Or, hey, we think you're good, because most people don't think we're that good. But anyway, what we're going to do is Jeff Chittick brought up something. He lives in Marion, Iowa. And in Marion, their high school name was the Indians. Mm-hmm. And the decision was made to change the school mascot based on the current trend, but basically the school board felt that it was time to make a change, that there's a number of other institutions that are making that change, and they decided it was time for them to do the same. And so what they did, and for the record, I had been following this story prior to hearing about this from Jeff, just because Marion is actually, they're going to be in my hometown's football district this year, next 2 years. But anyway, they're going to change, or they wanted to change it to the Mavericks. And after the decision was made that they were going to do that, but before they said, like, locked it in, it was brought to the attention of the school board that Mavericks, the origin of Maverick comes from a guy who was in Texas who didn't follow the rules, and that's why how people became known as Mavericks.
Right.
But it turns out he was a slave owner. And so the Marion School District said, let's pump the brakes on this and hold off on this name for right now, and they're revisiting what they want to do. And so he was curious about our thoughts on this. So I present this to the bros, and we'll go from there. Your thoughts, Brian? By the way, I think Hatfield is trying to prove a point that I've silenced him twice, and he wants to stay quiet because he's trying to prove to me that I have violated his First Amendment rights.
Which is a serious allegation, and I will sit right here and deal with the fact that you guys are working that out.
Right.
I did not know the history of the word Maverick. I guess that's a gentleman's last name. I get it. There are things that are deemed as offensive. What I really have a hard time with is the idea that those things must go away. I am not one for making things go away because we disagree with them. I am one for having a conversation about what those things mean and what they signify and what we can learn from them. So do I ultimately think it's a good idea? That's probably not for me to say. I'm not involved in the situation.
Sure.
Do I think that we can instead learn from the choices that were made to name a mascot the Indians instead of just making it go away because it hurts someone's feelings? I think that there are opportunities for education instead of shuffling things off into the ether. If that made any sense.
I hear where you're coming from on that. Yeah. You know, here's the thing. If the school district wants to move away from the Indian name, I don't think there's anything wrong with them choosing to do that.
100% right. That's correct. Yes. If they want to move towards away from that, totally fine.
Yeah. And so here's my, I looked it up. As for the term Maverick, it's believed that, the guy's name is Samuel Maverick, Samuel something Maverick. Where is it? Here we go. Samuel Augustus Maverick.
I've got Merriam-Webster kind of a did you know on the Merriam-Webster website because I looked up the definition of Maverick. Yep. And
it believed that he allowed his cattle to roam freely without brands.
Right.
And which was not something that was, I won't say acceptable, but it wasn't common practice, certainly. Here's the thing. So if the school district decides they want to move away from it, okay, that's the prerogative. I can understand where they're coming from on that. You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing that they're doing that, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As far as the whole thing with the Maverick, you know, we find out that the guy was also a slaveholder. You know, we get to the question that I would have is, if Marion had been the Mavericks for 60 years, do you step away from that now? I don't know. But timing of this is different because you're talking about stepping away from something and now we're going to have a new one. And now information has been brought to light as we're starting this new nickname, whatever it is. And it's been brought up that, you know, the guy was a slave owner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a bad thing if you're entering into this now. And again, if you're looking to get a new name, now is the time to explore all facets to make the best decision about how you want to represent your school district. And not that Samuel Maverick was a bad person. We don't know. I never met the guy. I don't think you did either. Hatfield, I don't even think Hatfield did. But what I think is, like I said, if there's ever a time that you're going to really investigate and make sure you make the right decision, it's when you're first starting out on something. So I don't think the school district is wrong for having information presented to them and then saying, let's pump the brakes. And if they go a different direction, I can certainly understand that because the optics of it, you know, well, wait a second. You've been told that this guy was a slave owner. Is that really what you want to represent? You know, maybe that's not everything he was, but it's part of it. And here's the thing is like, you probably noticed, and this is going off on a tangent, I apologize.
You're right.
One of the things that drives me nuts is, you'll notice that we usually try to reference people as enslaved, not as slaves, because if they're enslaved, right, that's a condition of what happened to them. That's not who they are. When right. we say slaves, we're basically saying, yep, you're a slave and really nothing else. And at the same time, people who would say, well, geez, why do you bother? Are the same ones who usually get upset when saying, well, this person was much more than a slave owner, but that's the only thing you're going to focus on. Well, that's a gate that swings both ways, I think. And again, that's a tangent. I apologize. I don't think the school district is wrong, personally, for examining it now. If they had been this nickname for 60, 70, 80 years, and now all of a sudden they're going to change, I mean, they're still within their rights to do it, but I don't know that's necessarily the you know, it's not the same situation.
I just, yeah, I get it. And again, I agree that the school district is allowed to do basically what they wish with their mascots. I understand that. And I'm in no place to say that's wrong. They should be stopped. What I think what we are saying, what I am saying, I'm certainly not going to speak for anybody else, is that there is this assumption that everyone in history is either perfect or they're the devil.
Sure.
And I realize that those two things are very extreme. And we've talked about this countless times on this show. Most people, in fact, all people fall somewhere in between. None of us are perfect. So to apply these perfect standards or these idealistic standards on history is impossible because it's something that we've already lived. We can't go back and change that. So to assume the worst of Mr. Maverick, because let me choose those words a little more wisely. To make a decision because Mr. Maverick's life played out the way it did, and to not have something named after him because of a decision he made, even though I find it really odd because no one's perfect. None of us have been perfect. None of us will ever be perfect. And to have these expectations that no one has ever made a mistake and the work that we do as humans is somehow, I'm not even sure what I'm trying to say at this point. It's just odd that we would have these idealistic ideas about how people should be when we live lives that are imperfect and you know,
which I can
inappropriate in every way.
So then the other part of his question got into the whole Confederate aspects of things. And so the question becomes, I think, what is acceptable and what's not as far as levels of imperfection? Because let's face it, nobody's going to be naming their team after Hitler. You know, it's commonly held that, you know, but there are people who are naming high school who had named high schools after Robert E. Lee. And let's face it, like great general, leader of men, good leader of men.
Yeah.
Led an insurrection against the United States.
Sure. I understand that completely.
And
I get it. I would agree that that's probably over the line.
And that's what makes it so difficult. It's like, okay, who gets to be accepted for their flaws and who doesn't get to be accepted for their flaws? You know,
right. I think that's mostly what I'm saying is who is the arbiter of this, of this movement, you know?
Right.
None of us are perfect. So why are we allowing anyone to be like the movement leader?
Well, can I just ask if this school district named their people after or named their or were going to name them after this particular individual?
I don't believe so. I think it's one of those things where
Maverick is literally, it's a horse, right?
That's a Mustang.
Unbranded calf or yearling.
But it comes from this guy's story.
Yeah,
it does.
That idea comes from this gentleman.
Right.
My
understanding is he wouldn't brand his cattle. I understand that.
Yeah.
But he was not from Iowa. He was born in South Carolina and was actually known for this in Texas.
Right.
And so it's kind of like a Maverick is like, I mean,
I don't think that there's any, that's the thing is like, I don't think there was intent based on who the guy was. My guess is that when they're like, hey, let's name him the Mavericks instead of the Indians. My guess is Marion starts with an M and so does mm-hmm. Mavericks. And it's something that there's not a lot of schools in Iowa. If there may not be any schools in Iowa with the Maverick nickname. And so that's what I'm guessing, you know, Because there are some colleges, and I know there's other high schools in the country that have Mavericks as their nickname.
If they're wanting to, like you guys are saying, if they want to change it, then absolutely it's the school district's choice. Let them do that. If enough people are upset by it, you know, go ahead and have at it. But I kind of feel like, first, I'm impressed that they're trying to dig down deep enough to find the roots of the particular word in order to take issue with this, you know, with the Maverick, you know, name.
Right.
Going into your entomology to try and get into it seems like really, it seems, to try and find something. I mean, okay, if you're trying to glorify a purpose like the Confederacy, okay, yeah, I see that there's problems with that. I do.
Right.
Reading as much as I have from, you know, Frederick Douglass and just this time period, mm-hmm. knowing what I do, it's with the whole, you know, antebellum and, you know, that kind of stuff. It's hurtful, and it's a horrible time in our history of the perpetuation of slavery. I get that. And that is controversial. Now, there's all these different rabbit holes that you can go down. I mean, should we be tearing down, you know, statues of Confederate generals and that kind of stuff? Well, I mean, that's not going to make the history disappear by doing that. Right. People did put those statues up for specific reasons.
The problem is some of those weren't put up for reasons of remembering them.
That's true, and I'm not justifying their existence. I think that the Confederacy, I mean, living in the South, knowing that the Confederacy was an open rebellion against the United States, the biggest treasonous act in our nation's history, short of its founding, of course. but you know, I think. If it were named after this particular Maverick gentleman, okay, yeah, I would see how that would be a problem. But they're discussing it as, you know, an animal, like, you know, the Mustangs, or, you know, as you were saying. I mean, maybe sure. they should go with Mustang, the Marion Mustangs or whatever.
There's a lot of Mustangs in Iowa, though.
Oh, mm-hmm. well. But so it's just that I kind of feel like you can't have a blanketed one way or the other. I feel like it needs to be, you know, like on a case by case basis. I think going into the entomology in this particular way to say we shouldn't do it because it's offensive, I think is reaching. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The Duke Blue Devils, for example. Oh no, are they trying to promote satanic rituals? Oh, why are they doing that? That's, you know, right. Right. It was Trinity College was, you know, became basically Duke University. Mm-hmm. So it was a religious organization. So it's like I feel like sometimes people know just enough history or just enough science or just enough medicine to make themselves dangerous.
Right. Just enough to be dangerous.
And it's like, you know, oh, I've got a little, you know, pain in my side and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Let me Google it. Oh, it's cancer. You know, it's always going to be doing this kind of research. It's always going to, you're always, I feel like people are always going to try and find the worst possible scenario worst case situation.
We find whatever it is that suffices what we're looking for.
Well, you then, generally see what you look for and hear what you listen for.
Right.
And my personal opinion in this, if they wanted to name the Mavericks because that is an actual noun in reference to an unorthodox or independent minded person or an unbranded calf or yearling, that's okay. I mean, that's legit. I can see that. But this is named after this guy who owned slaves. Well, okay. I don't think that's the intent. He has no ties to Iowa.
Right.
Right.
And it just, you know, and every word is going to come from something. And I mean, it's like, you know, again, and like we're saying, throughout history, there is nobody that's perfect. And one of the issues I have with politics is trying to prop America up as the perfect country. I mean, there we've got plenty of bruises and blemishes in our history. To try and sweep that under the rug and say, okay, that never happened, is wrong. But that's not what naming, you know, a middle school or whatever the school's team after a, you know, a calf is. I don't think that's the same. That's not the same thing. So I think this is, I feel like you can sometimes get a little too deep into the trenches to try and generate a controversy that I feel out of one that doesn't exist. If you're talking about an actual statue of a Confederate, okay, I can get that. You are celebrating the actions of someone who was promote, you know, whose overall cause was to promote slavery and was glorifying a rebellion against the United States. That in and of itself, it's kind of difficult to see it in, you know, you can argue other things, but it's difficult not to see it as that. Whereas naming a mascot out of a noun, I think is, you know, I feel like that's a little, that's, you would need to have an overwhelming amount of evidence to suggest that this is what it is in order to have the reaction that you would have in that. Now, to go back to it being the Indians, in that particular case, I mean, that's not my regional, you know, there was a lot of Native American activity in that area, obviously. You know, the Sauk and Fox and, you know, the Black Hawk War, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Now would you call them the Marion Blackhawks? You know, I don't know if that would go over very well.
Well, so Black Hawk was the Battle of Victory, Wisconsin, is just across the river, and that's where the Black Hawk Wars. That's where Black Hawk was caught, I believe. Mm-hmm. And Prairie du Chien is the next closest town, and they are the Black Hawks.
Well, and you could basically say, oh, well, that's offensive to, you know, Anglo-Americans because, you know, he led a revolt against them. And you could have a whole bunch of arguments in that particular case. So Native Americans may be like, well, why are you? I mean, if I found out that there was a middle school or a high school that was doing, hey, Our mascot's going to be the Hillbilly Hatfields.
And that was my next question. It was going to be Hatfield. How would you feel? And I don't mean this like, oh my God, how could you possibly? But like, I'm curious, how would you feel if?
I think I've made it abundantly clear.
I know, and so please.
You know, previous episodes on this. I mean,
yes, but we don't know that that everybody has listened to all the other episodes. So if you could. Please mention. Should.
Let's start off there. Go back and listen to our catalog and then come to this one.
It's number three.
No, I mean, my family history has been made fun of up one side and down the other, and it was from their own. I mean, but if you get into the history, you'll realize it wasn't that funny.
Right.
If you get into the actual reading, you'll realize it was bloody and it was pretty. It was, you know, wasn't the most violent family uprising in that area. But it's the most famous because of other issues. Right. But the thing is,
you're saying that if somebody were to name somebody their team the Hillbilly Hatfields, you wouldn't exactly be happy about that. So
Hillbilly has a negative connotation to it for a lot of people. I mean, some people are like, oh, I'm proud to be a Hillbilly. And it's like, well, okay. But I mean, and maybe, I don't know. I mean, to purposefully put, I feel like there's a difference between calling a middle school mascot the Indians versus calling them Redskins. I feel there could be a potential negative connotation. Like, but you've got the Fighting Irish, assuming that, you know, all Irish are, you know, violent and, you know, quarrelsome. Right.
And the thing is, that's not what it, even in that case, that's not what it's named after. It's named after the Irish Brigade from the Civil War. But yes, exactly.
I mean, if you call them the drunken Irish, I mean, probably Irish people may take offense or not, because that's sort of part of the joke. You know, some people are like, you know, that's kind of the mythos or whatever I used to have a t-shirt that said, you know, and God invented whiskey to ensure that the Irish would not rule the world. You know, I mean, and it's like, it's that kind of, you know, but I don't know. It's, I feel like it, you know, it tends to become a minefield, but ultimately it rests within that district. If they want to change it, then they should have the right to do so because that's their school. That's their community. That's, the, you know, their people. So they should have the right to do that kind of
thing. So let me jump in and ask, and this may be me playing devil's advocate. I don't know. What do you say to the person who then, based on the decision that they make to change the name to Mavericks, hypothetically, what do you say to the person that then gets offended by that and stands outside the administration office with a picket every day for 3 months because they're offended by that? Like, is that a legitimate beef, or does that person need to just, come on, just go back to work?
if it's just one person?
It's all...
Just any number of people. I mean, it could be one, could be 500.
The problem is it's all about interpretation. It's not what I think it means. It's what other people think it means.
So as long as one person thinks it's offensive, we shouldn't use it.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying that's what the problem is.
I'm trying to hash that out.
Right.
I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know, you could open it up for the community to, like, I remember when they were voting on the mascot for the Charlotte basketball team. They had a whole bunch that were, I mean, they literally opened it up for the entire state to vote on. Yeah. Like, submit some ideas, and some of them were like the Charlotte Spirit and, you know, something along those lines. And, you know, they, for some reason, landed on Hornets, and I didn't quite understand that, but...
Could that be because they brought the Hornets back?
I don't know.
The Charlotte Hornets existed for years.
I'm talking about maybe they were bringing it back. I just remember when they were introducing the team in North Carolina.
What year are you talking about?
I'm talking what, the 80s?
Oh, 90s, no, you're right. 80s? You're right.
So they, in the Charlotte Observer, they had, you know, hey, what would you like for our, and they, you know, opened it up. And then from there, they started voting. They would say, okay, have members and, you know, the people in the state vote on what they want the mascot to be. And ultimately, it landed on Hornets. So I don't know. Maybe that would be a better choice to have, you know, not just have a little group of people to sit there and say, hey, here's something, but have, you know, community buy into that. But again,
well, it sounds to me like you can go to the school board meeting and have the conversation when they have an open discussion about it. I think that would be the time to go in and say, here's what I think, you know. And you can have your voice heard.
There's some cases where I feel like there's consistency and inconsistency, and there's, you know, justifiable outrage and justifiable concern. And then in some cases, I feel like someone just kind of wants to be the start of a movement, you know, and just, you know, picking something. But I mean, that's kind of where I get hamstrung as, I guess you could, when I, you know, I typically tend to lean a little liberal. I feel like I get hamstrung in wanting to make sure that nobody is offended.
All right.
And I've come to the conclusion that regardless of what you do, someone will be offended. Either it's a liberal or a conservative or white or black or whomever. And when is that acceptable and when is it not? And I don't have an answer for that. I do not have an answer. I can have very strong opinions about historical context, about something specific like a Confederate memorial. But if you're just trying to dig into the entomology of something and claim that that's what they're trying to tie this to, I feel like that's a little stretching. But is that what they're actually doing? Is that, I mean, changing it from Indians to Mavericks?
No, I don't think they're, so they are trying to step away from the Indian nickname because of the, I think, from what I understand, stepping away from the Indian nickname because of what has gone on in recent events. Obviously, the connotation that has
is there happened. A large Native American population in that area?
There's a large, not huge, but there's enough. I mean, the Meskwaki settlement is about 40 miles away from Marion. Marion is like one of the northeastern suburbs of Cedar Rapids. It's not a small school district by any means, and there's not necessarily a ton of Native American inhabitants there, but there is some Native American representation in Iowa. Not nearly like Oklahoma or anything like that, but there's right. some, you know.
I think it defaults back to if that's what they want to do. I mean, if that's their choice. I mean, moving away from the Indian, you know, mascot name. You know, my high schools they were the Warriors,
right? Mm-hmm.
And it was a Native American, you know, theme. And you know, I don't. I mean, Indians to me seems. I mean, that's not who they are. That's not how they're identified amongst themselves, obviously. But. You know, I don't know. It's not like, again, I wouldn't consider it the same as like the Redskins or, you know, something along those lines. But I mean, again, ultimately, if that's what they want to do, then more power to them. I'm not going to pass judgment on them making that, you know, making that decision.
So what happens when they decide, well, we're going to have a mascot, like a live mascot, and he comes out wearing a huge headdress and wearing, you know, whatever they would wear. And it's like crossing cultures and crossing, you know, tribe stuff. And or it's just a complete farce of a representation of what a traditional Native American would look like. Is that okay?
I mean,
you know, I mean, I hear to make it personal, not to attack, but that would be similar as dressing up the typical hillbilly for the hillbilly Hatfields and marching them out.
Right. And for me, it's like I'm so used to people making fun of that,
right,
that it's kind of like, I don't know. But this is just me. This isn't somebody else.
But you've told us on many times that you're tired of it.
Well, it gets obnoxious. It's not something that, I mean, I'm not going out of my way to plan trips to go to see a dinner theater or anything along those
right,
lines.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, but it's just part of the, I don't know. There for me, I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a badge of honor as well as a slap in the face. So I don't know. It's a weird, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I feel like I might have too much privilege to be offended.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't know how to answer that. I really don't. I've never really thought of it all that much. It does get obnoxious, and it's kind of like, you know, and, you know, I frequently get, you know, have you ever killed a McCoy and that kind of stuff. And it's like, and for me, it just really shows you really don't know anything about this history at all. You don't know about this 15-year-old getting to the top of his head blown off, you know, and that really happened. That's not like it's a, you know, a Far Side cartoon.
So there we go. There we go, though. That's the thing, is like the history of Maverick. Yeah, it was meant to be. It's used as a noun now, but you don't really know the history of it.
Well, I mean, you're getting into the entomology of it, but it's also, you know, tied to a calf and that kind of stuff, and it's supposed to resemble. I mean, they were McCain a maverick.
Yeah.
Were they suggesting that he is tied to slave ownership?
No, because nobody knew the entomology of the word.
So now that we have discovered the entomology of the word, does it change the fact that we can't call horses mavericks or people mavericks?
I know that's the question. That's the question.
I as a white male am far less offended by the name Indians than I am Redskins. If that makes sense.
Right.
Now, but you're not a Native American.
True. Right. I get it.
And the next thing is the fact that they're changing from Indians, that's a moot point here. That's happening. That's happening.
And
that's
which is totally, they're well within their rights. I could care less about that. Let them do what they want. That's question, not the issue.
Right. And I don't think, and I'm speculating here, I don't think our listener necessarily had the problem with that one. I'm guessing that he probably can see where that one maybe crosses the line or comes close.
Sure.
Toes the line. But I get where he's saying, what he's saying. He's saying, you know, now we find out that, so we make a change. Now we find out that this guy's got some stuff in his past where this word comes from. The guy's got some stuff in his past, and now all of a sudden we're going to stop and have to make another change. I think that's where he's coming.
We all have things in our past, and the idea that we're naming this the Mavericks is not about this man. It's about a rebellious animal, or the idea that it's just.
And I don't even think it's about the rebellious animal as well. Maybe the rebellious part, but I think it's just like I said. But anyway, I think it's an interesting conversation to have. I think both sides bring some pretty legitimate points. Mm-hmm. And again, the question is, okay, you had your intent for what you were going to do. However, new knowledge was brought to light to you. Does that play a factor? Should it play a factor? And that's where they're at. I don't think it's wrong to stop and have a conversation and say, should we continue with this or not? I don't, you know, what they do after that, that's up to the people of that school district. I'm not going to comment on that. But I do think it's okay to stop, pump the brakes, and say, let's think about this a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree that this is ultimately a decision for that locality to, that's their decision to make. And so whatever, for whatever reason is, you know, that's their choice. Otherwise, I feel like you're getting into a bleeding Kansas thing where people from all these other states are trying to hop in and, you know, exert their influence. And that should be, you know, left to that particular group. Now, is that to say that a group wanted to name something, name their mascots incredibly an incredibly offensive thing? Should that be OK? That's a completely different conversation. That's not the opposite of what's happening. I don't think anyone would intentionally do that.
Right.
But I don't know. It's like, you know, times change and people's sensitivities change. And so I don't know.
And I don't think we have to have an answer, but I think we've provided some context, and maybe not context, but I think we've at least explored this in a way where we can potentially say, well, there's a couple different ways this could go. And I think there's some different ideas and angles that are legitimate to be explored. I hope, mm-hmm. I think we've done that. So do we have an answer? No, we don't have the answer yet. And we can do even more on this. But I think we've at least looked at it from more than one angle, which is important.
Sure.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Guys, great conversation today.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Is that it?
That's it.
That's
we wrap up.
All right. Well, for the History Bureaus, my name is Jason Rood, joined by Brian Geldmacher and Jason Hatfield. Thank you very much, everybody. We will talk to you soon.
See ya.
Peace out.
Deuces.